The nation's largest U.S. Organization of nurses today called on Secretary of State John Kerry and the Obama administration to issue a finding that the Keystone XL will not adversely impact the health and safety of the American people prior to any final decision on the controversial project. Leaders of National Nurses United sent the formal request today to Secretary Kerry and issued the public letter in a Washington press conference convened by Senator Barbara Boxer, who chairs the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works. The letter endorses a similar request made by Senator Boxer and Sheldon Whitehouse. In the letter, NNU said it concurs with Boxer and Whitehouse that the State Department has done inadequate review of what appears to be serious risks for public health posed by the pipeline and the dirty tar sands oil that it would carry. Karen Higgins is the co-president of the National Nurses United. Karen, good to have you back on the Ed Schultz Radio Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
All right. Capsulize where your organization has been and where you are today.
Well, we've actually been looking at this since this has been a discussion. In early 2013, we actually did announce our opposition to the Keystone Pipeline because we were concerned about the health hazards associated not with just the production, but the transportation and refining of this dirty tar sand oil that everybody's been talking about. And since then, we're seeing more and more health reports coming out that show that tar sand mining pollutants have been linked to like cancer, leukemia, genetic damage and birth defects, along with what we already knew, which was respiratory problems are huge, not only because of, what this stuff is being blown around, this pet coke, which we see, you can see in Chicago, piles of it, and it gets into the air, and if it's in the air, it's getting into people's lungs, and we're seeing more and more issues with respiratory, especially asthma, and we already have enough issues with asthma in this country. We don't need to add to it. So when you add this all up together, this is, you have to be very clear that they did an inadequate job of looking at the health consequences of the Keystone Pipeline, and we feel strongly, as the senators do, that we need to do a health impact before they make any decisions. They really need to look at how this is not only, how this affects everybody along the pipeline and into the future, what it means to our children who are going to have to live with whatever the fallout of this pipeline is. So
you're convinced that the tar sands oil is far more toxic?
It is far more toxic. I mean, I don't think that we're convinced. I think that it's been documented by scientists and everybody else that it's far more toxic. I think they had a spill in Michigan that it was like 3 years ago that happened, and they still haven't been able to clean it up. It's still polluted the waters up there, and after 3 years, they still haven't, they're still scratching their head of how to clean it up because it sinks to the, it's so disgustingly dirty, and there's so much involved in it that it just sunk to the bottom of the waterways, and they can't get it out. So if this is any indication of what it could do, you can't imagine what it must be doing to people's health. So it's something that, honestly, the pipeline's going through this country to deliver oil to other countries. There's been no discussion about it being used in this country whatsoever. It's, we're taking all the hit as far as the environmental and health impact, and there is no return. Except for a very short term where jobs will be available, but the feeling is that when the end of this pipeline is done, when they did the study, they said there'll be about 50 jobs left. So, when you compare that to what the outcomes will be years down the road with more and more people being sick, dying of cancer, having other illnesses based on what's coming out of this, this is not good for us. It's not good for the country. It's not good for the health of the people in this country, and it needs to not happen.
What kind of actions do the National Nurses United have planned before this decision, or is this it?
Well, this isn't it. I mean, obviously, we started a petition, an online petition. If you go online to nationalnursesunited.org, there is a petition on there that we're asking people, as well as organizations that we know, to join in signing the petition, to send it to the secretary as well, to make it clear that the vast majority in this country, this is not the direction we want to go in. We talk about doing clean energy, doing things to help people in this country, to keep people healthy, to decrease the cost of health care. None of anything that's related to the Keystone is going to do that. So we need to seriously you know, point this country and Secretary Kerry, give him the direction of what we want, and that is to say no to this whole process.
Karen Higgins, she's the co-president of National Nurses United. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It was great talking to you.
You bet. Thank you, Karen.